Shusav Yimori. The Holy Mill, the Sugya of Sakhono, by Simon Kutan Zayin, Sif Dalit. That means Sif Aleph, the Sugya of Giloy, basic Gimel, Sikhono, to Bishamit. Sif Dalit and Sif Hay are really one Sugya, to Yishalmi. I'd like to focus on that place, Sif Dalit and Sif Hay. Yishalmi Mill, the Sugya of Giloy, brings down a statement from Rav Ami that Srichim Lamechish Nuad, the Briyosa Choshin. People be Choshish, what the Moin Am says to be Choshish. That means my welcome to ask the things is the Moinam. Moinam says this is a problem, this is what we do and this is what we don't do. That's, the Gemara brings down five different cases. The Gemara brings down the case of Zeis Odom, the second case of having money inside your mouth, the third case putting something underneath your armpits, the fourth case of Oishkutat Samito, and the fifth case is putting a knife inside your food. Those are the five cases in Yishami. That's the Sifdal and Sifay.
Define what a Moinam means. Moinam.
Whoever gets to get a Bria. We'll try to go through the cases, try to understand it. Now, to go in the order of Shulchan Aruch, that's all of the Yishami, the order of Shulchan Aruch. The first case is Sif Dalet, Talmud Rav Asi, and says, Zeya, sweat, is Samamavis. There's poison over here. Accept the Zeya upon your face. As the Simon, the Shach, says, Zeya Sapecha, Perchel, Lechem. On your face, the mice is not a problem, but the rest of the Baya of your body, Zeya, is a Samamavis. This idea is brought down by the Rebbeinu Chananel, the Rif, the Rashi, the Yishainim. And the Mechaber in place can afterwards bring down Zeya is very dangerous. Therefore, what does that mean? So the Ben Ishchai means you should not go over the person and lick him, suck him, not to go do that. What does that mean? So you guys go for nefesh. It means when you have a cute kid in front of you, and if it's after the shower, beseder. But if it's not after the shower and you want to like give him a shmutzi, he says that's a bayam. Tell us you give Zeya because kids are
not there. The face.
Except for his face. But you know he's very cute. Any other place is a bayam. Tell us you give Zeya. Kamal Chok Mazodim says, lav dafka, your mouth doing that, but let's say putting your food on the ears where there is Zaya. Then also the Zaya will go onto the food, and the food has this bay over here. Not only that, says the Paiskim, let's say you want to put food on top of the Godim that's Mala Zaya. You just had Simba Stereo, we just played sports, and you're Mala Zaya, and then food touches it. Also says the Paiskim, that's a Baya. Now there's a shayla. I see the Shmuel's Guf and Nefesh also clarifies. What happens when the Zeya is dry? You have your undershirt. How it's dry? Should there be a problem? Does it come off when it's dry onto your food? Not sure how to go look at it. They do discuss in the Gate of Sugya of Zeya is the concept of bittul. The Tshuva Ma'arva Oyelus, put down on the Dak Tshuva, has a case where someone's tefillin fell inside food. So it gets involved inside the kashas of the tefillin, inside the dam over there. It's an echnam. It's all aryavish, and they dried up the seder. But Zeya. It's over here, as the palm on your face is mutter. Amaratim have the fill on the face, and Chanami. But Talmud Chochma has it over here. Over here, it's by Yom Tzal Sugi Vzeya. At Sakona, then you get involved with the Taz, is there a bit of Shishim? It's not by Sakona, we know there's no getter, a bit of a Shishim. My Swarm say, we go down like a Taz baker, we pass. There's a bit of Shishim by the Sugi of Sakona. That's how it seems to be the place we went over here to get Sugi
Vzeya. What about this one of the arms of the guy needing to go for the Mount Sinai?
Yeah. If the guy is sweating, it's air conditioned. If it's dry, it's dry. But he's saying
it's fun. It's not always wet. Oh,
he says there. The way it sounds like
that is fresh.
No, not as fresh. He's saying that it's you're chilling. You get about the sugya of chatzitza. He says it is. You ever look at things? Sometimes it has mamula, little pieces of zeya that not because it's wet there, because. When you have lav zayis, you can like rub and the pieces come off. So, So those pieces he says on the tefillin sounds like he's referring to. Well, that's the first case in Yishami. The second case in Yishami is being careful about putting coins inside your mouth. Come on, Rav Ami, it says not put coins inside your mouth. Again, brought down what? Touching Zaya again if you're. I don't understand the question. Are we mach with the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah, we follow Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, that's not an argument. I don't see anyone arguing the Shulchan Aruch because Yishami, the Olim says it's a bayah, yeah.
Most Zayas have fun, you have to worry about
it. Okay, the face is fine, but the rest of the body is a problem.
The kid is sweating, whatever it is, it's very possible it's coming from.
Okay, so you have to be careful. Chomer's got to be zero. Again, the next case in Shami is the quote in Shulchan Aruch, in the case of Rami, said, not put coins inside your mouth, put down by the rift, by the rosh, the Rambam, the Rishon, bring it down, the Paiskim, the Chai, bring it down. And what is the reason for that? So, among the Rishon, the Paiskim, there are a couple of reasons. One, the Rambam starts off saying, because maybe this roik of a muchoshchin on top of the coin, or someone's on tzaras, puts it inside your mouth. That's the mechaber brings it down. The Rambam has a second reason, it's how the sugi of zayah. After the base says to bring it down, this is zayah upon coins, it's dangerous to put it inside your mouth over here. A third reason, what the shach brings down from the Ran, is this being practical balabatish, that on coins, so many people touched it, there's probably there are germs on top of it, and anytime there are germs, you have to be very careful. That means if you have to get a vaccine, if there's no side effects, of course, you have to worry, take care of those things over here. You have to be worried about health reasons. Otherwise, you get upset. A fourth reason the Kav Chaim is down, when you put coins in your mouth, especially younger people, you might choke on it. Balabatish, and therefore they say anything small should not put inside your mouth. So again, we have Yishami clearly not to put coins inside your mouth for numerous reasons over here. Just to take the swear and get to germs, one of the cases the person can discuss is when the Sefer Torah goes around, Lachadim Kippur, but in general, people don't kiss the outside the cover. Now, who kissed it? Everyone. If everyone kissed it, and sometimes there's some people who are not that mocked upon their hygiene, and therefore there might be a... Is there a problem with kissing the... Sefer Torah? Oh, sure. So there is... They bring down Rav Henkin, and before it really it's loose Avram, he wants a taina, and he himself is machmir not to. He would either they put their hands from afar, go like this, and then kiss it, or they go close to it, but they want to kiss it with their mouth. Why? It's not this halacha, this yishami over here, it's not the sugya of hygiene, the ran, the shach, it's dangerous over here. As brought down, the Yashul Meister was very machmir not to go do that. Asad Hasheni, they asked a question to the same thing. Asad Hasheni came over, they asked a question to Shlomo Zalman and Chaim Kvievsky, they say, Shemim mitzvah loy deira, and they themselves did kiss it. They had no problem over here. Void, if you want, it could be Liesh L'Avim Metzias. Is it true that actually there is a Bayav Sakona? There's no, like, nothing wet there. There's nothing there from Metzias. So I see it, what a lot of people it seems to go do. Either they take the sitter, they go one-to-one, or I see a lot of people, they go to it, and they put the hand, and they kiss the hand that's on top of it. I see a lot of people do that also.
If you have a talus.
So I see people with the talus, same thing, touch it also. I think there's different ideas of doing it. What?
Why should everyone get my journey?
Kiss the girdle.
Same thing. The top
and
the bottom, where no one is.
All the time, again, it's all built upon the Yisrael Yishami, this halacha over here. The third case, brought down Shulchan Aruch, is not to put something underneath your armpits. Now, the words of. No, but how many people. I mean, it's the same thing, same question. It's brought down in Echnami. The Loch in Shulchan Aruch and the Kalim, but it's Lach Yehuda in Hosef Torah. But it's swarm fall on the floor, swarm on the floor, you're supposed to pick it up and kiss it. Now, some people won't for that reason. And most people do, my son. The third case in the.
You don't use the towels in the bathroom.
There are some people won't use towels and shiva smear, correct? And some people in the Gabriel told me they went to the Rebbetzin over here in the Istim, if let's say they're mocking, they don't want out germs, can they use this or baltashels for the shiva? Whatever, it's because this costs money that doesn't cost. And she said, yeah, that's your mock upon, the Gabriel to go use it.
When do we say shiva?
I think if it's a captain himself personally, yes, if you want to go ask him if you want to be slung upon that.
When do we say shiva is the same?
When do we? We'll get the maybe dim kapura, but to, first, you have to know, you're calling yourself a Pesi, a guy like you, Yishlot and Harvey.
Over here you have a Shem.
I mean, the Rajman says over, that Gadal Yishor was said over, Gadal Yishor, the Mashiach of Torah Das, Hashiva, that he wanted to stop smoking, and Rajman went over to when he's a Bachar, and he says, what's the deal? Can you look for Abadar, Shem, Besai Hashem? Then afterwards you realize he called the Hashiva a Pesi. So you have to know that... you have to know what the Kolam are. Is a reason to be Machm anyway on this concept. Now, again, the third case, the Yerushalmi, is not with something underneath your armpits. Now, the word Yerushalmi is Pisa Tachas Shechio. Now, the shell with the gears is a Pei Yud Sof Aleph or Pei Yud Samach Sof Aleph. Question, there's a Samach there or no Samach there. Therefore, leads to Machlokes, we show them what the Taich is. Therefore, Mecham brings down both Malcolm and we show them. Now, I mean, either you have an option, what it means is that with a Samach over there, Pei Samach means that palm of your hand. Don't take the palm of your hand and put it underneath your armpits. That's one malach. That's how the Rambam understands it. The Rambam says, why? It's not mitzvah of your hand, but your hands are isik, and your hands might as well touch your ass or poison other things. Therefore, you're hurting your armpits. Therefore, the mechaber brings down, not...
Your hands are transferring through the armpits?
You're going from your hands to your armpits are sweaty, and it'll take out from your hands to your armpits. That's one malach. That's the Rambam. which again brought down by the Mechaber, and therefore the Pesukim say, Yom says, if you wash your hands, no problem putting on the armpits. If you know you did not touch anybody that way, Echlam, not a problem.
The Gemara says you can put a coin on your foot.
A second thing over here, is that the way the Ravid says, he says, the snapshot over here, he wants a tiny of the Baya is Fakert. The Zaya by armpits, Nichlam the Sugya of Zaya over here, and therefore don't put a case of Lechem. But the case of Pesach is passed. Don't put lechem underneath your armpits. Not Pesamach with your palm hands. Pesach over here. Lechem underneath your armpits. Walk down the lechem has zeh over here. But tell the sugya of zeh. Now look at the Ravid. It says a case of lechem. Not after lechem. Even a case of basar. And the place can say means any eichel. Any eichel not put underneath your armpits. That's the second way the Mechab brings it down. So you have two things over here. Don't put your hands by your armpits. Or don't put food underneath your armpits. But tell the food over here. The fourth case in the Shalmi is not to have Eichlam or Mashkin. Let's put them in the Mechaber, Taksamito, we'll get back to later because we'll have to focus on that. And the fifth case that's put on the Mechaber is not to have a sakin, a needle or a knife that's inside your Esther Gutsnoid, inside your radish, inside your Esther over here. Again, brought down by the Rif, Rosh, the Rambam. Now, the reason they point out are different Mahalcha among Rishonim. Either the way the Rambam understands, it's very simple. You put a needle inside your esrog, inside your tznoin, you come to eat it, or you fall on top of it, it will happen. It will go inside your mouth. It's very dangerous to suck on over here. The Rambam disagrees on the Rambam, said that's not the reason. The reason is you want to store your needles or your knife somewhere, and you're using the eichel as a holder for it. It's a bezoyim mitzad the sugya of the eichlin. And his question mitzad the hezik mitzad you, the bezoyim mitzad the eichlin. The way how they bring down for Yof Mara, the Pichodesh brings down, the third reason is when you put something that's metal inside your food, it's rusty, and if it's, we make the food be dangerous, this rust will go onto the food itself. That means the question, who's the danger for? Is it designed for the Eichel, danger for the food, or danger for you? Again, we should not put these things inside our food. Now once we realize we have the things that the Eichel is choshish for, and the Ramah goes on further and says the person will be Zohar, all things negate the Sugya of Sakono, you have to realize, the Shulchan says you have to worry about everything, and therefore look among the Sfarim what to be chosh for, and you'll see this Mishkan of HaNefesh has 500 pages about this, or 700 pages about this. But the Shulchan Aruch chose to bring down things that the Eilim was chosh for. That's what they did not bring down the Gemara. The tons of Gemara that could work down, and the Sfarim go on by Riches over here, the Pichodesh by Riches over here, and the Kavachayim by Riches, and they go on and on in Aruch HaShulchan, all bring down all the Gemaras. Shulchan Aruch chose to bring what the Eilim was chosh for. I'll see Shalmi. But in other cases, ayin shom. So, what is the Olam Choshish for? For example, let's say people say over that you have a child, a baby, you should not put in front of the mirror. Until he starts talking. Yeah. Otherwise, his teeth won't grow. Ukidoimo. Now, the truth is, I never heard about it when I was a kid. Look quite. My parents give me a face right now. I never heard about it. First time I saw about it, when I saw the Olam discuss it, that Olam knows about it. Olam knows. The question is, do we have to choshu this? Where's the makar? The Olam says, Pia Brius, Shoshu Brius, we have to worry about this concept. Based upon the Yishalmi. Of Nichosh. So, they ask the question of Chaim Kievsky. He said, Mice is nowhere in Chazal. But the Olam is Makbid. The Olam Makbid over here. And he says, Mice, do you have to be Makbid? So, those are Makbid, have to be Makbid. Those are not. They ask the Be'er Moshe, the Rebetzino, he's a true Menachelches. He says, the Mice, that's the minig in his Mishpacha, and the Vah, that's so. And therefore, since the Noshim are Makbid, he brings down upon the Rajba that Minig Noshim is a king Shalem. What the Baba say means the Rajba, Al Yazazel with the very Minhokim. What the Baba zot, you have to listen. Still upon the Rajba, what the Olam says,
don't be
Mazazel. And Bavadi is Sedoisim by Harei Kodesh.
Well, that doesn't mean you have to listen. Oh, you don't have to, right.
Things that are very important in the holy, Ladakh can listen, but again, that's. No, what?
No, you shouldn't be.
No, that's what we should do. Like, those who are Makbid or Makbid, those not Makbid, not Makbid. That Yishalmi says, as brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, not to make fun of. But this is mitzad in of the Moin Am, in the Sakono, Chamir Sakat Misura, and if you have that Misura that way, Avadu Shemim Makbid. One example. Another example that Be'er Moshe discussed in Tshuva is the concept people say you should not pass over a child. And if you do, says the Be'er Moshe, people say to walk back over or to jump over. If not, he won't grow correctly. You mean that this is the Olam says over? Do you? That is Vada, remember. Sure, 100%. Now the question is, do you have to worry about this concept? So again, he asks the question of Chaim Knievsky, and he says, the Noshim are Makbid. I said, Minigisol is that way. And he says, do you have to be Makbid? Man, those are Makbid, yeah, those not. What's the reason behind it? Says Menashe Klein. If Maisa Bezoyin, someone came to step over it. And therefore, the Debatina says, a second example, build upon this Rashba, what the Moinam says, what the Baba say, Avad Nat Mezazel upon him, and therefore you said, Mahari Kodesh and Echanami, you have that Kapadu, you should be Makbid. A third example in Shuvi discussed over there. What about the idea of having a red string around the child's hand, or a stroller? So, the Izzet Tesefta, the brings down the Chulshani, a red string, is Nichleged of Darkei Amori. However, the Beis of Simon Kufay and Ches it brings down the fact that the Tosefta says it's not brought down anywhere in the Bavli and Shalmi, not through Shalim. Therefore, we do not pass him like this Tosefta, and therefore, it's not Nichol in Minos, as you call it. Not Nichol in the Gedda of Darkei Amori. Therefore, the question is, once it's not Nichol in Issa, the Tosefta is not brought down, if so, should you go do it? So this Lamaise, again, Issa Chaim Kamiyevsky, this Lamaise says not to. The Ben Moshe Truva gives us a third example, not the Mezalzel in the Babas, built upon the Rajbah, and therefore the Moin said, I'm supposed to go do it. He said the Maharaj Kodesh.
So where did it get involved? It went around Kevarachal. That's like a new.
I don't know, all the safe, I think, on Chutzpah.
Yeah, you know? Jacoville has the safe.
No, isn't there like a new.
Jacoville has the safe called.
Other examples they discuss.
Faith of Fall. Faith of Fall.
Another example. They discuss, the Moin Am says over that the person when he sleeps, does Dafka's head have to be towards the door, or can his feet be towards the door? Yeah. Now, where's the makar for that? So, Ismail Kanchinevsky says very simple, there's no makar. The Ismail Yapi Machbet, he says, Apid Yishalmi, Kosar Yishalmi. The Moinam says so.
There's no room in those days. No room.
No, again, there's two ways to have your head. You're assuming the bed.
No, but there's north and south.
That's another halacha. That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's the right. Yishalmi, the Babli. That's another question. No, it's not north and south. It's not, this again, feet or. No,
it's
not.
What about the north and south?
That's a Gemara. That's the brought down Reish Mem and also two places of Shulchan Aruch. That's different. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Maisa, it's only correct on Honka, and the steers with the Kirsas are. No, not to worry about it. It's worried about it. That's a separate circuit.
One of my children
now,
changed my bedroom.
No, so you should. Yeah, yeah. I sometimes they call the Rashba, sometimes they Shami, I'm not sure why. Not only that, Rabbi, I learned to say where exactly is this Rashba. It's not that simple. It's such a clear Rashba. It says he's exact. There is a Rashba. They have to know how to extrapolate from the Rashba. People extrapolating more than exact words that says there. Another example that my father likes saying over is a concept you should not walk around without any shoes. You only have socks. It's in the Vavelis over here. So that Lemaisa, I cannot find anyone. The Issa Chaim Kanievsky, he says Lemaisa is water. That's no. That. I heard. Lemaisa is
walking.
Another.
Have you ever heard of it?
My father says.
Walking out,
socks. Without just having socks on, also give Vavelis. I mean, his feet towards the door, they want tiny, is the reason why I'm making a mace. So the other one tiny is the sugar veil. Another example, people say not to take a drink and pour backwards like this. Again, I can't find anyone says it. It's a question of Chaim Kanievsky and says there's no kvada for it. The mice is mortar, no problem. Now, when the mice do you say that point? Who? From who or from what?
Why did
the
Mishnah?
Please show me. No, so now the question is, I don't know when do we say the Moin Am and the Choshim Pi Abrius. When do we say the Shalmi in the Rashba? When we don't. I'm sure I don't know. But Avad, you have to have at least somebody says it. If Chaim Kanievsky says there is no Makar, it's Mutter, and no one says otherwise. What?
Mishnah until that person makes himself like a figure, they're going to be a figure.
There is some Chaim, do you have to be Machbet about this case? Don't have to be Machbet. There's no Makar for it, and don't be Machbet about it. That's what, again. Take another case, if you do him a force, the violence is over, that a person cannot bring food or drink into the bathroom. Now, is there an interim machin for that? Is that made up? So, the Silmus Chaim, Yitzchaim Zonnefeld, it brings down the Behetiv and Simon Gimel, the place coming down, to make sure not to eat in the bathroom. As they point out, everyone's discussing eating in the bathroom. Obviously, you're allowed to bring food into the bathroom. And therefore, the is question, David Sino, and the Mishlom Zalm, and the Tzion, and the Yashim, and the Sikrelis, they'll come along and say, there's no Makor, not to show them place, give nothing, and I say, it's more to Lechat Chilo. Atzad HaSheni, no problem, Lechat Chilo. Atzad HaSheni, Atzad HaSheni, come on, Atzad HaSheni, There are those, the Shaka Meyer or the Yitzchak Ranein or Sefraim, they come along with a Taina, either two of them occurs with the Machmer. One is a quote, Yishalmi. Everyone knows that you can't do that. Give me food, bath, and wash it. Well, they come from the Sugya of Ruach Ra, just like you can have Tachsa Mita, we'll get to also the Sugya of Ruach Ra. You're also in the bathroom as Ruach Ra, not in the same Sugya, and compare Ruach Ra to Ruach Ra. Just store food in the bathroom. People have big bathrooms. Some do. And you need storage space next to it, especially. You can put things in the bathroom.
What about chewing gum?
So,
or taking water out of that.
The way the Chemin Shlomo, the Tech Rov, even down in Shuvah, he discussed it. He said, Vadach Chilas Bimachma, but you have a mice, you can't be make a little bit. Ram Brisk, Kavazo, Shtumbach, they come along and say, Tilchosh, look at Chilas, look at Pachas. So, mice is a Mabuch, what to go do? They point out this halacha to be Chishish, the one time the doctor they get to food, but where exactly are the medicine cabinets? In the bathroom. They will come along with Debatino or Shtumbach, those one be Chosh Bimachma, says, negate things that are not food, a lot that's mutter. Now, those one time, the Shev Kosi Shuvah, depends if you make a brach on the medicine. A certain medicine you make a bracha is to get our food. Now you have to learn the sugya to call them to get the brachas. However, they point out, the Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky, toothpaste, mouthwash, that's not food. About it's food to have in the bathroom, kach noikim, that's not a problem over here. Now, once you can be machma in the bathroom, what about in the base of marachas, in the bathhouse? They point out that more of this causes about drinking water in the bathhouse is inside a bracha, you have to maybe go into a different room. But in the bathhouse itself, come on the place, can bring down the chush, not be a baya. I see Rav Ozman wants to be chush, look at chilo. This negate to us practically, negaril. There's a water thing on the side. Yeah. They open the sink, and it comes out cold water. It's a filter over there, supposedly, and it's cold.
Yeah,
if you know. Okay, you don't know where the pipe is coming from, just follow the pipe, there's the bathroom right next to it. It goes right through the bathroom. So the question now is there a reason not to drink from it? So they did this a couple of years ago, that's why I wrote this down, these five pages over here. Because people asked me, what? The question was, how far did it take this chash over here? They point out, Luhur White is Kula Chathila, number one. Those who say there's no makor, no inid mutlad chila. Again, bar samchus of shalom zalman, end of the ashim, end of the tian, deptin the chushani aleph. Second, those won't be chush. You say chush priabrius. The mice, it's a pipe. I'll daf give you a chush priabrius when you have a pipe going through. Lo shemandom gazer. Number three, those who want taina. The whole reason is mitzal sugi ruach ruati machman alzabrius. Those who want taina out base kisses bar soin. That goes away. You don't nichlas sugi ruach ruah. And therefore, the numerous places when it's tariff out based on Kisa, the Sliyaza and Kotitzchok, Tabal Kochman, others being down in this Sugyo here, our Kisa says, no Chatziv to be Michael, our based Kisa, by Sori. Void they're being down, that the Goyin says, oh, they're being down, Mashem the Goyin, when the Ger Tzedek was Sarif on the stake, so they come along and say, Bevato all the Ruach Ra. Now the place can how to bring it down. So the way the place. This time, I thought it was Ruach Ra. Now, the place when they bring it down, they say whatever's before us to be Choshev, I'd be Choshish. That means if Shlomo Zalman has an Eid Mepiyed, that he brings down the Lich Shlomo that he heard from the Gra this way, Chaim Lodge from the Gra. But he says that only things that are not Meforish, if things are Meforish, you're going to have to be Choshev for it. It's not Meforish. The way they point out, Moses says things that are covered, Lavdavka, they also look Shash over here. So, all these reasons, I think Yeshivas Mir, this is not one of the things you can blame them for. You can blame them for other, maybe other things. But not for this. This mice should be mutlak adhil, no problem. The kachloigim and the cholopach, you want to be maisif, give me dosh, bravo, and dosh.
Alright, and the
never real bad mazim azuzah. Not that, no, that section, the washing. Not the washing.
Yeah. No, not the same room.
No, the other one, but not that.
No, that
room. Is that what else? But yeah, that's not the issue.
Well, this is the pipe, not the.
The pipe. Yeah. The pipe is wrong.
The bath is only with seating, unlike
if
you have a washing or a shower there.
No, except Beish Marachatz, not a problem. And another thing that the Moinan says over is, can a pregnant lady go to the basic forest? Oh, very important child. Can they go to the basic forest? So there is a question of Chaim Pitcha Shaim, but he says very simple, there's no makar.
The what?
A pregnant lady can go to the basic forest.
So the need doesn't shine.
That is a makar. That is Shulchan Aruch. But the Olam always asks me, a pregnant lady, the Olam says over, pregnant lady, the Moinam says they should not go. The Yisro Sharmik, no makar, it's mutter, of us, no problem, of us, no problem. The Maiso, the Numis form, bring down, you have a Gishalmi over here. And therefore, the Yisro, of Ida, Yisro Moshe, Moshe says, you should not go. Shash being Mapul over here. And Dain Weiser has a tshuva about it. He says, the Maiso himself, he does not know the makar, but the Maiso, you have a Tzrashbo. Well, Tzrashbo, the Moinam, not Mazal, and the Babas over here. Therefore, Chaim Kanievsky, we wrote him, he wrote Alpi Kabbalah, I'm not sure what that means, where it's coming from, no one says that way. To be Goldstein, the others, the Maisa, are Machmer not to go. Same now, number one, they point out Miuchad Yerushalayim, first of all, that there is, again, the concept of not going when you practice, but Miuchad Yerushalayim is not from Maisa, don't go to the basic course anyway. The Sicilian Hogam, which are the Goyin, Als Klippas, Klippas Raw, and some of them act like women. Yeah. So the Maisa should go anyway, but. But the Maisa, Vo'id, like you're saying, the Sugya, the Stam, I don't know in general how the seminary girls go, that's the Bayam, that's the Givnido, that is Stam Tzarchin Gadol, especially against the Mishnah Berurah. They do point out, on the Tzad, to be Machmer, they ask about on a case of a yard site, or Kivet Tzadikim, Shira Kal Seyed Shuv about, the Chalik Yimel says that, there's no, not Nichol Na Moin Am, and then a day of a yard site, or Kivet Tzadikim, or Maisa, you can go.
What?
Negate Noshim, negate Mubaris. You have written down? Okay. Here's say we stopped quoting a long time ago. Nothing personal. I want to answer Berkowitz, where something was written down. So take that piece of paper, write it down, and gives it. What? Here. But if I got a handwritten from him, economic, but otherwise. No, talking about when the seminary girls go.
Nida.
As Nida.
No, but it's
Kiritzadik. No, I'm discussing with Barris. I've asked every single seminary school that I could ask what the world are doing it. And the only answer, the best answer I've got, because all the seminaries get doing it. Otherwise, I'm not getting any close answer. Again, there's a law of the Mishnah. Again, if you go, Machlok is Chayodom and Mishnah Berurah. First of all, even according to Mishnah Berurah, who's the Machlok, we are none of them go. Even according to Chayodom, that's it, when they're saying Dam, you take 100 girls, some of them are saying Dam. There's no matter.
Rabbi says Dashes takes her entire seminar.
I spoke to Rabbi Dashes, not Rabbi Sin, and I have not got an answer.
Because he told me that he asked her husband. That's what she said.
To focus on the sugya of Oishu Mashke Daksamito, I think I answered a Tashmas, if I remember correctly. Since then, I think I grew up a little bit. Fine. So, Mubaris to the zoo, again, I can show them the chorus. I didn't actually make sure I'm down over here, but there's no problem.
No problem.
If you want to give them the courage. Again, as far as I remember the problem, I didn't do it this time. I'll look it up, I'll put it on the sheets. So the
Italian
buzzer. Okay, after the get to our sugar, which says in Shukhanov over here, is a case of Oichel Mashkin Taksamito. That means on a stroller, kids sleep, the food underneath. When you have airplanes, food underneath. These type of questions are very practical, very negative. First, my mock for this Indian is bedroom 2-7 Mamma Kurvis. That too, 100%. There are 2-7 Kurvis with this Indian over here. One, the item the Gemara Psachim with Afkufi Beis on the 6th line. Over there, being Zan, Oichlum Ul Mashkin Taksamito, even cover the Kalibarzel, Ruach Ruach Sherelev. It's a Bayam, it's on the Sugi of Ruach Ruach. We're down with Menegesh, Menechal, they're bringing down the idea of Ruach Ruach. A second Marmokhlum is this Yishalmi. The Rami says, you have Yechosh with the Priyas of Chosh for. An example is Tafshul that's underneath your bed. Not say Eichel Mashkim, it says Tafshul that's underneath your bed. Those words brought down by the Rif, by the Rosh, or the Yishalmi being not the Losh of the Yishalmi. Now there's a question, the Yishalmi saying different than the Bavli, or saying the same thing. That means that Ben Ruchman says over the Yishalmi, says he studied the Issa is Mitzad Hezek. Things that fall inside from underneath your bed. You take the food out, you have a Bayam and Sadasugi of Hezek. Sada Sheni, the Ravid said, and the Ran and the Raw, they say that Bayav the Yishalmi is not through Achra. Bayav the Yishalmi say the same thing. And just one thing, the Olam is saying over. One second statement, Bayav and Sadasugi of Achra. That means we have two reasons why to ask her things underneath the bed. That means the way the Rambam, you look him up, how he says it over, it's Sadasugi of Hezek. Smack, Hezek, things will fall underneath. They want to say he's Lishtosa, he never says that by Al-Sugiv Ruachua, he doesn't believe in these things, or maybe Mr. Tana Teva. So he went with Yishami, Al-Sugiv Hezek, things are full inside your food, and they point out things are covered, won't be a problem.
What's falling in your food is that?
Things are covered, according to the Rambam, won't be a problem.
It.
Underneath the bed, you're not careful. Things will climb in, go inside. That's I said. I said the Yishalmi. He went with the Yishalmi. He went with the Babli. That's where Rambam went.
But the Babli says it on.
So again, he's not well. Again, the derech of the Rambam is not to worry about the sugya bracha. No such thing.
Anytime
things are. The one the chidah by us being down. That's where the chidah by us on the seven over here being down. The Rambam is being down inside the bracha. He doesn't hold of it. The Maisa, again, most Yishan being down the Sugya of Ruach Ra, whether to Ben Gershom, or Ben Chananel, or the Raib, or the Ra, the Ra, the Ra, the Sugya of Ruach Ra, and that's the Maisa, we're talking about the Mechaber. The Mechaber, right? We tell the Sugya of Ruach Ra. The Kestamisha says the Maisa be Chosh, for both Pshatim, because who says which is correct? And make sure either else being uncovered, and Vayam is on the Sugya of Hezekim, or you get to worry about it's on the Sugya of Ruach Ra. The Drish wants to say Chiddush, the Maisa is no Machloik, so we want to once discussing when people are sleeping, the Ruach Ra one discussing the awake. We'll get back to that maybe of that chilek. So again, Aloch Lamaisa, are we chayshin this Gemara? The Mechab is very clear that way. The Vavosh, the Graz, Kitzer, they're all being done as Alocha. Shnava Oichel Mashkin Tachsamito. However, the Pesach Shuv over here brings down the Chok Vazadim, then ends up the Maisa La'ilam seems to be Meikel. Therefore, he says Kim Dosh Beram Dosh Soim Peshayim Hashem. Achor Shulchan, for Tama the Kavachayim, it says there is least a Nivot Schos or a Tzad Mitzdarif over here. That the Olam does not seem to be worried about this concept. Now, how this form is very clear, we are Machmer. We are Machmer, and we're trying to defend the Minig Chachmazon, the Olam seems to be relaxed about it. So there is an idea over here of Kivun Dosh Ram Dosh. There is a concept, but Maisel, we are Avad Lachatchila Machmer. Now, once we are giving Machmer for this halacha, the question is how far to be Machmer? What's halacha when they had food and drink ready underneath your bed? It's B'dievet. What do with the food now? Do you have to go through it out? So the Pesach Tshuva with Kiveger on the page, they bring down the Shmos Yaakov and Tshuva and Chelek Beis. He comes along and he says, "I'll bring you a riot, it's mutter." The Gemara discusses by Amma Oreh, you cannot eat by them. Because the sugya of the might be, there would not be mafish Shumas and Maishas, might be a sugya of Tevel, the Chashash over here. The Gemara Bar Basra and Dafin Ches, it brings down that by a Talmud Chacham's bed, everything's Masudr, there's nothing there except his shoes. Shoes and sandals, summer or winter. Masha Enkin, Nama Oretz, it's a Doimul Eitz Bloom, it's a warehouse over there. The whole world's underneath the person's bed. That's Am Oretz. You want to know who's Am Oretz? Go look underneath the bed. It's Masudr, clean,
underneath or on top?
Underneath. So, in fact, the Shvus Yaakov, if so, if everything's there, so why are you saying not to eat by Am Oretz on travel? And therefore, you're very simple. If a Maisa take care of the Baya, you have a Baya, it's a Sekal. Elamai, once it's done, it's Mudal Achilah. Once it's done by the Evans Mutter, explains the Hartzvi, meaning from the case, once it's done, the Chathchila, go eat it. But the Evans, the Shvus Yaakov, Pesach Tshuva says, now once it's by the Evans, the Chathchila, go eat it. That's from Kivega, that's Pesach Tshuva's bringing down the Yad Ephraim on the page, Reish Shloimo, Numus Peskim is Vanenu, they bring down from Moshe passed this way, Tai Fisher passed this way, Rav Scheinberg, Bnei Boisim, Bavosner, Shmuel, they come along and they pass this way. At Tzad HaSheni, because the Tshuv himself goes on, it brings down that the Chach Vazodim brings down the story from the Goyim. The one time there's a person, he had a radish that was underneath his bed, and the Goyim Paskin go throw it out. So no person should go find it. Throw it out. That means he was Machmer B'dievet. The Chidol HaMaisa says to argue on this Malach wants to disagree. Therefore, there's the Chet Tzedek, the Ben Ishchai, the Masham, and the Mishlom Zalman, and the Kloizimager, Nasha Klein, or Latzian, the Chaim, they come up with Machmer B'dievet. That means among the Sfarim, the numerous Paiskim on both sides, Gedolah Paiskim, the Darius, and today's generation, what to go do, what the Loch is negated by the Evid. Now they do point out, well they answer the Gemara.
Why can't you sell it to Goy? Well, why is
it your own? Oh, so those one time, maybe you should not even give it to Goy, maybe you have to throw it out.
What's the Goy exception
to
Goy that you have to throw it out?
So I'm not, so the Viyatso says, and the Dalza says, not give it to a Goy, even to a Kelev, which I'm not sure the Chilek, but the Mai says neither one to go give it to. Now you could say maybe because they'll get back to Yid. Ostam, Echanami, you get rid of Sakono. If you want, look at Shmuel's Gufa Nefesh, Simi Yadal, and the end of Orav Beis. I ain't sure. The Maisa, there are two sides over here. Now you could tell me, make it Zirif. Kim Dosh Barab and Dosh, really, the Chacham Sodom, the Orav HaShulchan, that says it seems to be the Oilam over here. Or there are numerous people who are Mekel. You could make a Svek Svek. Again, last Chabur said we could not make Svek Svek on Sakono, but Shalom Shom Zaman, Sakono Megator, Sakono Tivis. It's going to school this. You can't make a sex cycle. So there's a tzad over here, a stark tzad, the maestro, you can't be mekel. It's brought down that numerous form have a maestro chaz nish or other gilem. When things were underneath the bed, they said to go give it to Shiva Tver Tzion. That's what chaz nish said over, we'll give it over to Tanim. question is why that's so. Could be after sugya baltashkas yishlodim. Again, Nashi Klein said that baltashkas after choishes something to show it out. It could be they want taina a yeshiva or a niyim a dichlin sugya have to move to be semichal and mekel or shem mitzvah leidei davara or kein davon keelu. Meisa had applied this halacha. What's definitely getting underneath the bed? First, let's say things are covered. So again, the Gemara is very clear. The Bavli in front of us says Allah is mechupa bekli barzel liyapi macher. Again, feel the Rambam. The place can say that's not so. If you go to tell Sugi Hezek, the Maisa, the Shach things are done Allah la Maisa by us. Even mechupa bekli barzel. Shach and Gondal is very clear. The older place can bring it down that way. Even if it's sealed, if it's signed, does not make a difference. Still, it's also. Just a vazer come along two months discuss. You have kli b'toich kli. Once the time the Gemara says, if it's a kli parcel, the kli b'toich kli, havi loy lohisif, more than what the Gemara says, the Maisi wants to say, in that case, it's mutter. That's how Sheni, Shom Zalman, and Mizagarelitz, and Chaim Kivetsky says, when it's sealed, kli b'toich kli is not anything different than that, and even the words out of Shom Zalman, even 10 kelim, the Maisi should be also. But again, it's nochet seer if the case happens over here, numerous times things happen, usually it's a shopping bag, that's the food's inside the kli already. So there's nochet on a svar over here, why do you make it? Now, what?
Yeah.
With Shem B'Shem Hashem. I'm going to say a lot of svaras over here, and if you read the Shubit about it, there's always been tariff tons of svaras over here. Why? Avad Yeshem Ingles Moich, and they can always defend the Machmir. Now, you have that too. You have a lot of ideas, but the Maisel, we have Mechaba Paskins right against it. Now, we have, it says underneath someone, underneath a bed, what about a bed of a guy? You have to be chosh for that. The Paiskim coming from Lochan Simadalad when you have to wash your hands in the morning. The Lochan says the Mishnah Berurah in the Paiskim is Dafka, Ruach applies to a person of Yisrael, they get Ketanim, but a Goy, there's no Sugya Ruach Ra. Building upon that, if you want one Medama, the two Ruach Ra's, they want Taino, there's no Bayah underneath a bed of a Goy. They have numerous Paiskim being down already from the Sefer Dagal Ephraim, Shur Shai, Priya Soda, Shachon Chai, and others being down, might be Mekel. Tala Sheni, Gashi says to be Choshish. So again, there's nothing serious for Ginevah to get the case of a guy. Now, the Abiyah Oyim is brought down, Shmuz Kufa Nefesh, he wants to say a chiddush over here, the chiloinim, or Mechal Shabbos Vehesh, you're definitely getting a guy. Nothing serious if you want.
Ketanim.
We'll get a ketanim. Now, really, to the sound of the sugi, you really have to answer two main questions over here. The question is, first of all, what object we're discussing underneath the bed? The object. And what defines bed? What stage of the bed? So first, what object was causing? The Ishami says Tavshil. The Bavli says Oichlan Mashkin. Somehow we have a Machaber that mixes the two up. It says Tavshil. Does it Oichlan? Tavshil Mashkin.
Tavshil Mashkin.
So Moshe has a Tshuva Man Chelik Gimel. He says doesn't know why he dropped the word Oichlan and said the case Tavshil. Well, why do that for? Tzarchin Sas. But what they want to come from that, the fact that Machaber says Tavshil. Is what the Pitzkachu brings down from the case of the Gain over here. Is what's the Allah to get to raw food? Tav should be something that's cooked. Maybe on raw food, the mice not should be any problem over here. Chachmas Adam and Binas Adam is a bit sad that way to say that of us cooked food. Raw food should not be a problem. However, he goes on saying, we have a Gain story that's not machalic whether it's raw or cooked, and in case of the smelling the radish, he threw out. So we have the grain says even something that's rule the ma'aser to be machmen. The Chachu brings it down. The Chachmas Adam says it. He's a Talmud of the grain.
There was a whole story that we got.
That's what the Chachmas Adam says over. He's a Talmud. Not like as brought down by the first Chachu. We have the page right. He says bein chai bein mavushul. The grass goes this way. The Kishonar brings it down this way. They say it means any machalim over here. But again, there's another seer if they want to bring down. Why to be Mekel? Now, let's say you take food, put it underneath a bed.
And then I feel like it's covered.
Covered to be Mekel also. Now, let's say you take someone else's food and put it underneath someone's bed who's sleeping. Can you ask somebody else's food? So, Ben Ishchai has a bell, like a tshuva, once tiny, a person has no korech to ask a dovish in a shaloi. Therefore, you put something underneath someone else's bed and he sleeps there, would not be a problem. But you can't ask someone else's food over here. Again, this form being down, the one who is my mokel for it. It's a chiddush over here. Chaim Kinevsky says avader. It's over here. Nechle get a gom ben azikim. It was a frame. She have a cost. There are tshuvas about. A lot they want to ask over here. Kam Shlomo Zalman and Licha Shlomo has a tzir of bringing down that concept and one of his tzuruf and why the maaser to be makel. But not considered.
Does he have to pay?
What?
Does he chew a nicker?
Right, yeah, it's grammar. Has a chew a nicker? It's grammar, correct. That's grammar, says. Akkadis at the beginning, right? Fine.
Someone else is better after your food.
What?
Someone else is better after your food.
Yeah, this should not make a difference.
And can you give it to somebody else if it's under your bed, so you can eat it? Can you give it to somebody else?
Again, Bidi Evid, we already have places to say that's more to Bidi Evid number one. We have places to say, can somebody else also not be around? Now, you want to go do that? Yeah, sure. Depends how expensive, maybe. I wouldn't do that.
Just a Maisa Shahari. When somebody was in the hospital, people brought him chocolate and candy and so on and so forth. They put it under his hospital bed. And the Elder Rebbe said, it's not good to eat it. So that person took all that stuff and gave it out to all the nurses. So and then the nurses were kind of changed their attitude.
So this is when the Bells were visiting you?
What?
The Bells were ever came to your room?
Whatever. So were you allowed to give it to the nurses?
Next we have to get set to the Bells Rebbe. Next time, Bez Hashem, another 30 years. Now, this is the thing to get to Oichel Mashkin, underneath the bed. What about things that are not food? So first, one case that Ben Ishchai discusses, he's discussing Shemen Mar, bitter oil underneath the bed, you want to light with it. So you want to tie in a dafka food, and the bitter is not a problem. Therefore, coming with Swarm and discuss, and it's all getting new space, can you put medicine underneath the bed?
Not
right, come along from Zalman and Sliyazer, Vozer, and others. One time is not nichel in the getter of food, and this is dachel eichel and mashkin. And if a chanami, they say a lot of ma'isa. What? So, do you make a broch on it?
Yes.
So then I have could be choishish. I mean, even vitamins, I see a little bit of a vucha what to go do. I see from Zalman, you machal it, quite vitamins is a problem. We can't multiform to not go that way. But certainly, Tom's, you make a broch, I would say, is a problem. Again, when it comes out, basically, we're saying that oichel mashkin, not medicine. What about kelim? Can you have kelim underneath your bed? Objects. Why? The Ben Geshem of Babasan, Daft Nches, Ben Geshem or Agurlo, he says on the Gemara over there, where it says by the winter, a Tam Chochem has shoes and somebody has sandal underneath the bed, he says, why is that so? What's the reason why a Tam Chochem has nothing underneath it, only Amorats can do? He says, you know why? It's not a signal, it's also to have underneath your bed oichel mashkin the kelim.
Yes,
Caleb. And that's not nichol in that. It says why? Neiruach ruach sharalayim. That's what he says. That's his reason.
Well, that's Ein Vayim.
Caleb means any objects. They do go and discuss. Let's say you cook the ashi pas. You have to cash your pas. Let's say you cook the food inside. That is what one sage says. And no one argues that. There's no sakon in the bliyah, so we don't have to worry about that. Now. So the question is, it sounds like Kalim is also, so there is a question from Shlomo Zalman and Lichashloim when he says, Kidua, a bit of Geshem has numerous mistakes inside, because you yourself can see the mistakes over there. Meister, the new prints that come out now, Meister, they say, Chanam is toys. The word Kalim is
toys?
Yeah. They say it's a Meshubash, it's toys, and they took it out. Shlomo Zalman said it, and then Meister, Tata Geyser, the Kacha. So it comes out again, the look is, can you have underneath the bed is not the food. What about can you have a person underneath the bed?
What?
A person. Right,
bunk
beds.
So don't eat them.
So not again. Can you have it? By a sakon over here. Again, come on the place.
The
what? Yeah. Right, but that's an evid. By the evid, by the sun.
Evid, the
evid, the evid.
Rab.
Yeah, but that was that, who said he was sleeping?
He
had to give out to go to sleep. Shash tashmish. We'll get to that also. Now, again, by person, again, the place can make clear the question of Shlom Zalman and Gamazilban, and the truth is about it. The locust, Dafka, Oichel, and the Mashkin, both bumpkins, bunk beds are not a problem over here. Now, that's the gate to what's underneath the bed. Again, Dafka, Oichel, Mashkin, not kelim, not medicine, not people, Dafka, Oichel, and
the
Mashkin.
You can't eat in a bunk bed, and you're the bottom of the bunk bed.
Oh, we'll get that. Next. Now, what defines underneath a bed? What defines a bed? So, one thing they first discuss, every sefer brings down, say, sefer milu de chasido, the ones that I know, a dafka bed that has tashmish. Chacho. Otherwise, a bed that has tashmish, not nichol
l'sugyo. So,
now,
the hospital is better than not nichol l'sugyo.
Could be. So, no, I mean, could be, because most swam, they bring it down, and they don't want to sign upon that. But it's a sniff, they all bring down to the fire. the snip, again, that's what I could be. Okay? No, again, the swarm all being down this concept, everyone is not semi-kapon straight up, but still enough that's here for what we have this concept. Now, the game is like, say, for example, bunk beds. The tshuvas have a couple cases over here. Namits have the personal defect, what about food? And there are two cases over here. Let's say the guy is sleeping on top. The guy underneath him, he's eating food. He has food on top of his bed. On top of his bed. Is there by a sakon over here? Because it's underneath the guy who's sleeping. So there's a question to Shlomo Zalman, and Yashuv, and Chachani, and others. Chaim, he says, it's underneath the bed. And whether you're eating it or it's down at the top of your bed, you have a bayam inside the sugi of a sakon. However, in a second case, where the top guy is sleeping, the bottom guy is not there and underneath his bed, that's an interesting question. Is that two separate levels? That means, to explain that. The guy sleeps 10 floors up, and 10 floors lower, there's food there. Taksamito. You have a bayam over here. Right? You can ask anyone in 100 floors. Elamai, right? Elamai, everyone understands, it's a chilik in different floors. Anyone understands that? If so, now the question is, you have two bunk beds, is that two different levels over here? That's an interesting question. That is from Teravoz and all Tamidim come along and say, Maisa, it's Mutter. Atzad HaSheni, they still listen from Zalm, Yom HaZob, and one time that case still is also, it's not different floors, it's better than the same Marmokam. It's all really one bed over here. Interesting question. How do you look upon it? Therefore, if you want to be Chayish, be Machlan in this situation. You have two of them, there's what to be Samechan to Michael. Now, one main... What?
Seriously,
Mahmoud on bunk beds,
like
eating.
I just said two sides. Are we seriously Mahmoud on two sides?
Eating and the guys.
Also, no, get to, I think, we'll to, now there's one fundamental machlokes over here. I understand. What is causing this ruach ra? Is it the bed or is it sleeping? That means the Sefer Torah is Chaim, about 400 years ago. He kind of explains what's he studied the Gemara in Pesachim that says to ask when food is underneath the bed. You know why? Because Gemara Bracha says that sleeping is 1/60th of death. And so the yeshiva like saying, oh, how geshmak death must be. So it's 1/60th of death over here. So therefore you have a bayah, we have ruach ra, of sakono. Therefore that's why the Gemara is asking it. So from the Torah's Chaim, it sounds like the Yisrael Shabbat is sleeping. Is it didn't in sleeping, or is it didn't underneath the bed? Therefore, what will be the case, we have underneath the bed, but no one's sleeping. Balbatish, you put it there, it's underneath the bed, 100%, no one's sleeping there. So the question again is, Yisrael Gdola Chon Bizmanenu, and then Mamash have two sides over here. It's a question of the stipler, until Biashu, Mabozer, or Ephraim, Mutter. No problem, Shomo Yisrael. Halacha is Dafko by Sheino. Atzal Sheini, the stipler's son, Chaim, and the Benish Chai, and the Yalso Shachar, Shai Blitzki, they say, where's the Shulchan Aruch is Mito? Underneath the bed. So again, we have two sides over here. Now, as far as I see the Moin Am goes to the case of sleeping. Now, again, you want to make Siruf out of it? It's very simple. Kim Dosh Pram Dosh. In the case of Medieval, usually the case of Medieval, Mice, it's Mutter. You can throw in maybe sometimes not a Tashmish of a non bed made for Tashmish. You have all the Siruf you want. But again, there seems to be the Moin Am goes Dafko the Loch of sleeping over here.
This Tanai of Tashmish, where do we find it?
Again, there's the Ishlavim with Chacha, and if you want any Savior that's close to the Sugya, it brings down this Chacha. That's after.
Where did it come from?
Before the yet?
Huh?
Yeah,
not yet.
Not yet.
You
can
read
before. I hear. Now,
hope to get there though.
They point out the nafkamina fakert l'chumro. Let's say a person is sitting on the bench in the shiva and puts his head down. It's not a bed, but he's sleeping. Fakert now. You have a case of sleeping that's not underneath the bed. Again, should a person be machmer? So they bring down the bin oilam. This guy's a sher.
It's a shorah.
A chover, sorry, in the 1700s, right? He brings down to the goyin, a meister, a person who was sleeping on top of a box over here, and the meister told him, throw it out. On a box. Strum brings down that way. Tal said, Isl b'yashu. So it says, over the case of a mito. Reb Ziel says, you make up the event, Isl b'chaim. Chaim says, be machin for yourself, not for others. What?
And
well, I come to give Shina. That's the question here. Is it to give Shina? That means once they say it's Shina, then they ask.
How is Shina?
Oh, so the swarm get involved with is the all the nochet here they get involved with is get of Ari. Someone say Dafka Shina Bekvias, others say even Ari. We got to. They say a person goes to sleep and let's see, has food inside his pocket. So now you have a bayat underneath them. So now the issus of Moschaim, Sliyaz and others, they come along and say the ma'aseh in this case is not underneath him, not tactile, the ma'aseh is motor.
Even if it's underneath him, would
it
be wrong? Because he rolls over on top of it.
Don't
you
understand
right
here?
There's
not
under the
bed. Just to take two main cases, like what's discussing. First is when you fly. So, where do you put your bag? So, of course, you put it on top, there's no problem. They say in storage, even if you can go underneath, that's two different levels, also not a problem. The question is when you take it on you and carry on. You put it on the guy in front of you underneath the seat. Do you have a bayah over here that he goes to sleep? And then if you have bayah, it's a sugim sakana, and all the food inside is also. And you take with your food because you want to survive the flight, obviously. So you have with your food and you put it underneath. You have a bayam, it's a sugim sakana. So. Yeah, that's good. What? Very fine. So, first, someone mechab to the business class, first economy, but let's go with the oil. I'm over here, economy. But, so, is that the sugya of economy? The one thing they start off first with is that who's in front of you? Is it Yid or a Goy? If you go with the mouth, is it going in front of you? Most places can say it's no problem. Second, Aleph. Second, the ikkis for one they want to make all, it's a chair, it's not a bed. They call the mahalach of a chair, not a bed. Why is it smutter? A third for they bring down, it's not makom tashmish for everybody. Fourth reason over here is not nichol to get of arai. Those want to make all inside the sugi of arai. A fifth they point down, we always have the chokmah zel aruch hashulchan, the kivdash bram dosh, everyone does that way, shayim b'shayim Hashem. A sixth reason they want time nichol to get of b'dievah, shas chak nichol b'dievah, we want to put the food over here. You know, all the spaces are taken on top, what's the options over here? Another reason, the seventh reason they point out most of the times is the food inside your bag is really a bad kiss between kli, kontavoz is not a problem over here. And therefore, the issue is questions to avoz, no problem, Nashtar Klein, no Shtumba, Kobayash, no problem. If you want, the Yosef counsel of 10 reasons why it's mutter. Make it serious for 10 reasons, mutter, let chila, no problem. Asad Hashani, others come over and say, Mashtar, they're sleeping. Sakona, Teres Chai, the issue of Chaim Knievsky. And Zeventhal, and Scheinberg, Zelbushin, and Meister, one answer it. And Katshuva, also, there's a problem over here. They do point out, when he's not sleeping, Moshach is Motor. Because if you go to the Mahalach, it's a bed, it's not a bed, it's a chair. If you go to the Mahalach, that it's sleeping, he's not sleeping. So something is causing the tumor here. Either Meek is causing it, or the Shein is causing it. Oh, they come along this class, first class is a big problem now. Because first class, these nice beds over here, and therefore Betzi and Tzayra wrote to bunch of Gedolim. For example, he wrote to Neventhal and says the chair has turned to a nice bed. Do you have a bayah? Betzi and Tzayra bed over here. So Neventhal wrote back, very simple. I don't know why even economy it's mutter. So what do you want from first class? Fine. He wants to ask even the economy. All this wants to say maybe to Machalik, but might something this question really to get at us. Another case is cause. Is what about on a bus? You have also, so first, a couple of cases.
So there's yesh that the asim led to?
On the first class, even worse. That's what you should apply, for sure.
The regular economy,
there are those who say to buy up and sell to give us a comic, correct? Now, again, I said 7 tzufim, not 10 tzufim over here. A lot of the yevdish and lismach, you know the place. But if you have an option on top, there is space for you, somehow someone left you space at finish over here. And there's, or underneath, a body should put on top. At least the food should put on top. If you have stuff, you know, the shape of those underneath. But with the food. What? Fine, you have no option. Fine, there's what to be Samachan. I'm saying clearly what to be Samachan. On the bus, they discuss the same thing. They want Taino again. If it's a double decker bus, they want to say two different levels. We have a spammer that's about a double decker bus. The guy sleeps. What about underneath? Well, there are two levels over here. But otherwise, you have the same thing. If it's underneath by the bagage. So over there, also, they want Taino, of course, it's a separate level. Otherwise, you want to put underneath the guy who is sleeping. You have the same meaning over here. The other common one is called is the case of a stroller.
Is there any
baby carriage?
Is there any tzad that
people do it all the time? This basket leaf. Can you put it there? So again, there are numerous reasons why to make it. Dynamite is the tshuva nechelik dal. The tiny is lemaisa has to be underneath the bed that's touching the floor. There's no floor here. It's a basket. It says it has to be on the karka, the sun on the karka.
What
karka?
Wait, where is that
karka?
It
sounds like Sugamisa. It's not, it's moving with it, it's part of the stroller.
Where's
it's
the karka on the plane?
So the art, actually, the Yabiel Oimu wants to get involved with that our floors are not Karkon. He also has it as a tzir. That's masculine. But I think Dynamite does not mean that. I think it means that the basket goes with the stroller. It's not part of being on the floor that's underneath the bed. A second one they point out, if you learn Simadala, Numis Paiskim say in the little baby, there's no Ruach Ra. Do you have to wash your hands? Is it Ruach Ra? Touches food? Is a tumul over there? What age? Three? What age of Chinuch? Big tumul over there. A third reason, it's a stroller, it's not a bed. This is mito. This is the case of a stroller. Again, Val Shem, Zem Hashem, and Medievet, as if certainly not a bed made for Tash, but you have a numerous truth for them being down over here. Therefore, again, those say, Lechatchila, no problem. Dain Weiss says, Shuva, Lechatchila, Deva Yatsev says, no Ruach on kids over here. And Yom Zilber, the Nasha Klein, Pagub Zinyom, pass away. Numerous puns go this way. Atzad Hashem. The Roshiva, the Mir, Chaim Shmuel Levitz, he says he heard from the Salva Mikelm. Even on a stroll over here. Shlomo Zalman, he was Choshish. The Skrelt was Choshish. He says you have a Baya over here. But Neventhal says he might have a problem over here. So again, we do have numerous places. But again, they point out when the kid's not sleeping, either the meat is causing it or the Shane is causing it. It's not a meat talk. Again, sometimes people put the kid to sleep in the stroller, especially when they're very young, but still, it's not a meat, it's a stroller, it's a Kala. Not sleeping with mutter. When it's sleeping, then you might have an issue here. Economic. My sister, Shtark, as far as Mikan Lekan. Avadar, the better thing to go tell your wife is you always have the handle there to hang the food over there, except for bread. You have all the baya, the hanging bread. But if it's not bread, you should really hang it on the stroller. Otherwise, if it's B'dievet, you should be in the stroller.
If you're not going to bunk bed, you're going to problem anyway.
Again, so what you can do, everyone knows, you cover the kid from the sun and you put on top of the watermelon.
If you're in the bunk bed, you'll be probably put on the handle. You throw it, it's on the handle.
What?
If you hold bunk bed, the problem.
Why is bunk bed?
Bunk bed is one big thing. So here, the handles is not part of
No, it's not, it has to be underneath. But it has to be underneath. Chaim Kadeshka, they asked him, let's see underneath the guy's foot. What is that? No, it has to be underneath somehow. If it's underneath, it's on the hanging handle.
You have a basket in the bottom bed of a bunk bed. If you're holding food at the bottom of a bunk bed.
No, but it's underneath the meat. Here's the, you're hanging it, it's not underneath.
No, well, so it's the header of the thing underneath.
No, the, can that
be? It's also attached.
Economy,
it's not. The top bed is should have the
same. Economy, could be nothing here.
So if someone's sleeping in the bottom of the bunk bed and the guy's up on the top.
You want to be sleeping underneath, you have saliva inside your mouth, how can you swallow? I hear. Fine. Maybe that's a tzitzel. Now, another case is close underneath the bed. One more last case, the gate to mitzvahs. That means that anyone that's close is that you buy an esrog, beautiful esrog, you got to store it somewhere away from people. So one of the places that people like putting it is underneath the bed. So again, the Bnei Olam, again, Isaac Chaver, he comes along and he has a tshuva about it. Once taino, you can't eat it now. According to Goyin, even b'diavad, it's not lechem. On the first day, not mekan mitzvah deraisa, not lechem. Yes, we underneath your bed. That's his saddle here.
That's
the royal achila. That's also the royal achila, right? Also the royal achila. So the maestro, he wants to be chosh b'machmer. The kavchaim did down. The maestro with a stipler during one of the years of shmito, that he wanted to get one and no buy a shmito. So someone sent from chutz laretz, King Great Saul, he sent the son of Mechaim. He has a son of Mechaim. He sent him to go to this person, go get it. Goes to the person's house. The guy said, wait 1 second, I'll go get it for you. Goes underneath the bed, takes it out, gives it to Mechaim. Mechaim gives it to his father. His father, he tells all the story to his father. He took it out from underneath his bed. Or maybe the guy told him it was underneath the bed. So, Stifler says, yeah, not using it. There you go. Meister, he was Choshish, underneath Mechaim. Nashkan, the Chuvah is the Meister Choshish. I'll tell you, Shani, though, Louis Paiskin won't disagree. Those were tiny. Achil not negate the signal of lechem. My still is yours. But you wait to make up the evet. You have a tzir from here. Hashem mitzvah leider davara. Certainly want to be semichad, and therefore the newest price can say the ma'aser. Once done, but the evet about each milis point, especially cost you a lot of money, and then you kind of shalach shemishpot. But fine. Another case he discussed to get to mitzvahs is having oil underneath your bed. Then you want to let your chanukaneris or your shabbos neris with it. Come on the Ben Ishchai, it says once it's rough raw underneath, so you don't need lechem, that's be royal achila. It's nichel in the zayin of a krivinol pechatzachal. Nobles, a krivinol.
A krivinol.
Potzik Malachi, that's a zayin. And therefore, the Maisa, it's brought down by Chama Shloimeh, Mav Tank Rov, Tshuva and Chelak Beis, Simutak Des. That's my father's Rov. So he writes in Tshuva, Vadiyat Machmer, make sure the oil should not be underneath the bed, not Shklein. And the Lumus Paisa Maisa on Machmer, which I just agree with, no, it's not, it's a design. Now, Tshuva Shmuel, Maisa, he says, Lachatkil, no problem. Now, he fishes that way. But Maisa, again, is if you have no place, but usually we have place to keep it, store it, maybe it should be Choshish for it.
Under the bed.
Oh, yeah, I hear. We can argue about certain people, I hear. Now, one last case in the Gerita Mitzvah is that people building upon the Lachan Simon Aleph in Aruch Chaim, they have Negelwasser by the bed, Steel Stein by the bed. Why? Because the Botam by the Zohar, that any work styled Amos is Chaim Mitzvah. So people are very makbid. So the truth, Mishmur being down, there's what to be some Chaim Mishas and Chak. That kol abayis nichol get a lal damis. B'shas chak, I heard numerous places say means shalom bayis. Solely b'shas chak. That means if you have kids around, or and they step in it, it gets knocked all over, or your wife steps in it, you step in it, and it gets into in yonim over here. So yeshal milas much. But those only machmer tam negavas by the bed. The question they discuss is really two things. One of them is the sugya of giloy. You and by a sugya of giloy, that means they used to have a roommate who asked us to be machmer. They used to take a bottle of water, cover it, and go to sleep. A second thing is, the mice said, where do you store it? Can you store it underneath the bed? Because then I get Ruach Ra, and one Ruach Ra is washing off another Ruach Ra. I mean, you're putting on a Ruach Ra. So can you have water that's underneath your bed, that you went to sleep, the bed that you're sleeping? Come on, the Deret. He clears the Shiloh, he's not sure. Maisa is a question to Shlomo Zalman, Chaim Kanievsky. Say the Maisa, no. One Ruach Hol Maisa cannot worship another Ruach Hol. I don't see anyone saying you can do Lechatchila. I see Ravos and Chodshon said, but Yavid Yeshem Yilismach. But Lechatchila, they've come along and point out that those, that's as Giloy. But covering the Mar says, no, Hetter, but Ertham, Mas, and Takas Amito. You want to make Klim Toy Kli? Fine, but Maisa otherwise. So, my room, so there are those who say you should be very Machmer, and you're not really gaining that much. You want to be Choshish for the Shash over here. No, again, right. You should put out the bayah. If you don't on the bed, that's where the shalmayis comes out, right? That's usually what happens. You don't underneath the bed, people you should step on it. Elamai, you put it in the front of the bed, so that's where you have the shas and chak.
Yeah.
So
under your bed,
on the nightstand.
Underneath any place
you
don't. No, it sounds like any place you sleep. The whole bed is a makom. It doesn't sound like the makom over here. What? Sorry? Yeah, that too also for the wife for sure. The men are not. Fine. Now, that's Ad Kam Yisham. We just end off the fe, just to Masayim Sefe. We come on the morning. He's Mamshich over here and says, now if you zorn all things that are nifl get of sakana. He says the klal chamriya sekanta meisura. Klal botan mechaber in arachayim botan mevay mo in yodaya. And therefore, even things that are only a shashavir, a suffix, a person would be more choshen in a suffix by Yisurim than other cases. The evidence as an example, it cannot go in a place that's sakono. Example, he says, a wall that's tilted, not go underneath it. Now, the place can all bring it down. The way how Ravosa applies this halacha, says, building upon this concept, to drive very quick or cut up people and dangerous, it's nichel in this Isser. Nichel in this Isser. Those want to bring down. Yeah, that you were you there? You want the Beta Star?
Beta Star
was the Pella.
Yesterday?
It was yesterday. I was there, and they're drilling next door, and we see a crack start going through the wall. It's not cracking, the wall's not cracking. The guy was sitting right there.
Like
the one
last
month. Yeah, it's just the wall. One of us was like, this is a crack, it's a crack going through the wall. Okay, we ran, okay, we told him to go up and move, and it's cracking.
How far do you take this? Maybe shouldn't go to the old city.
No, so again, so the question is, you want to bungee jumping or jumping of airplanes or stuff like that? So it seems to be what the Moinam definitely get a sakono, and whatever the Kubal accepted, the Moish said the Tshuva, the things that are even dangerous upon numbers, but the Olam does it, he said, Nichle get a shayim shayim Hashem. That means why he writes the cigarettes in the 1960s and 70s with the oil smoke, not now, what Moshe Feinstein. So then, even if it was, the numbers are saying it's a sakana. If the tzibur does it, it's mekubal, and he said, I'll give you a clear example. We allow us to eat a lot of things that we shouldn't really eat, but the oil eats it. And he said, I'll bring you right, the Rambam, and Hilchos Tayis, Perek Talal, brings down a list of things what to go do. It's not halacha, it's a correct hanhoga. So Elamai, because things that the Ilum does is not Nichol and the Isser, we always have a heter.
So it's also a
what?
There's
speeding and there's speeding. But maybe
so,
nothing. And there's cutting off and there's cutting off, right? And maybe nothing.
It's a chumra also that if nobody does it, even though technically numbers wise
so say, I thought so. I have to be, I'm not clear about that, so I think so, but at some point out loved after. Kat said loved after.
What? So that would be bungee jumping.
Yeah, that would be that way. But Yeshua.
Right, but the Ilum of Maisha.
Yeah, the question you say the other way around. According to Maisha, I thought Maisha. I thought Maisha's get was what the Ilum says is dangerous. Maybe it's Nichol get of the Yishalim Be'os. Nichol Rashba, maybe it is. I'm not sure. The case of Ramon goes on further and says, therefore, you cannot go out alone at night. What does it mean you can't go out alone? At night, you can walk the night side. So the Arfa Shulchan says it means the places that's dangerous. It means place dangerous, or it means outside the city, places that are dangerous. Now, the Ramon brings down the case that a person cannot drink water, b'shasat kufo, b'kadmoinim ve'in l'shanus. You have to be very makbid. I brought down my newest place coming that way to be makbid, not b'shasat kufos. The Maisel, the Ilum does not seem to know what the kufo exactly even is, to be worried about this concept of sakono that says in l'shanus. So, Taz already brought down the Behetiv also that says is Evan Ezra that wants to tie the stichel get of lichosh, no we to be choshish upon it. And it's brought down numerous form that Bezman Azeh, we're not choshish. The Minan, the Chaznish, and the Mechayim, that they usually machin all these in Yonim over here, and the Pshad Blitzki, and the Chaznish Binyomin, they point out the Maisel Moinam is not. They're not choshish, they don't know about it. So, behind the way, he wants to explain, because we don't know exactly when this man that Kufa is. We don't know when it is. They ask him, let's say a guy does not, maybe he has an issue. But since Ilum does not know, and there are numerous reasons why maybe to be Michael, maybe it's also the whole Isser, again, the Taz being down to the Chesuga of Nichol Shavir, does not sound like the Moin Am is Cheshush, and the Moin Am is one of the coolest out there. Now, if you want to be Machmer, the Shachavir brings down with their muscles and Sim Tufts and Hay, you put a piece of Barzel inside the water. We're thinking about water pipes over here, Barzel.
You never define what a Moinam
means.
Right. Okay.
Right.
The Brias.
Chassidim are Machmer, you know. People are Machmer.
Chassidim are part of Moinam. That's why you're trying to talk about it?
On the calendar, on the standard calendar that everybody uses, it says when it is.
So, it's the Chaim said we don't. Chaim somehow says that we don't know what exactly it is. I think it's about machlokes how to calculate what the cheshbon over here is.
Yeah, it brings 2 days, but
it's basically
within half hour.
Ma'aser the Moinam seems to be not worried about it. You want Echnaim put Barzel inside, put something. Now, once we say Mayim, the question is if you want to be Machmer, it's be Mayim or all other Mashkin, the Shachal it sounds like it means everything that's going on one side. Again, maybe they could get a Barzel, could be, not sure. The Shach says, Lazav Kamayim means all Mashkin, that's going on one degree, one side it means Dafka Mayim. What about the water after the Kufa, also Mavucha, there's Ramon or Chaim wants to be Machmer, others want to be Mechel. Fine, but Mayim, the Moinam does not seem to worry about it.
It's always after the
tikkun. Right, especially after fish. So fun. Just to assign first, tomorrow there will be for Cooper at Cooper at 10 o'clock.
Cooper.
I'll go with him on the bus. 5 to 10. It's going to be a shir on the Metzias and part of the sugya of Cholmakim. He says it's going to be a short shir of an hour and a half.
Short shir is going to be
that's
recorded?
What my father said.
Is it be
I think Ari is at 9:30. You said,
yeah.
Ari is at 9:30. On Sunday, Bez Hashem will have the sugya of Nida about onions and garlic, Mischai Benashay Dom Bereishai, and one last thing is.